Today on 5-Minute Monday, we'll discuss some best practices for uploading your podcast episodes into Buzzsprout. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now today, I want to walk you through some of the best practices for uploading your episodes into Buzzsprout, and specifically, which fields matter more than others. Now, here are the fields that are a requirement. You need to fill these fields out no matter what. Number one, the episode title. That might seem kind of obvious, but yes, confirmed right here on 5-Minute Monday. You need to put in a title for every episode. You also need to include an episode description. Now, the episode description is where you get to summarize the episode, give people an idea of what you're including in your podcast episode, links to things that you discuss, you know, if you're promoting a product or a service, whether it's yours or somebody else's, right? Those are all the kinds of details that you want to put in your episode description. And I like to think of it as like the field guide to your podcast, right? That someone can look at your episode description, look at your notes, and very quickly get a sense of what they're in for if they choose to listen to that episode. But it also serves as a very nice reference after you've listened to the episode if you want to take further action on any of the calls to action that you've put out in your podcast. And then the third thing that you must include in every episode is the artist. And so that could be you, your name. That could be the artist for the podcast itself, or it could be your guest. So if you have a really prominent guest on your podcast, then you might want to consider putting their name in the artist field. And the reason that these are required is not just because they're just good as in general, but also because those are the specific fields that Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts will search through for keywords. So when someone is searching in their podcast player for something to listen to, those are the three fields: episode title, episode description, and artist, in addition to the name of your podcast, that they're going to be looking for to see if your episode is the right fit for that person. Now, a couple optional fields, mainly for the Apple Podcasts app, are the episode summary, which is a very simple one-sentence summary of the episode, which appears under the episode title when you see it in Apple Podcasts, and also the season and episode number. Now, most apps just list your episodes with the newest at the top, most recent at the top, and don't display season or episode number anywhere in the app, which is totally fine. That's why a lot of people use episode numbers in their episode title. But just know that those fields do appear in Apple Podcasts. And then also, you'll notice there's an option to include episode artwork. And so that will appear in some podcast players and not others. Spotify shows your episode artwork if you send people to your Buzzsprout website. That includes the episode artwork. So also a great thing, but not required. Now, I get a lot of questions about tags. So in the bottom, you'll see a tags field. And if you were in like a YouTube space, tags would be used in searches, but not in podcast players, unfortunately. And so those tags are really just a tool for you to be able to organize your embedded episodes on your website. So for instance, if you had a series, like 5 episodes that were all kind of related to each other that you wanted to put on a page, you could give them all the same tag and then embed the player with that tag as a filter. And so then if you included any episodes in the future with that tag, that website would automatically update. And if you have any further questions about the use of tags and the best practices, just shoot me a comment in the Facebook group and I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. And then the final thing that you can do when you're uploading your episodes is to add chapter markers. You can kind of think of these like chapters in an audiobook where you can just kind of skip around to different parts of the episode. Some apps will allow you to click the chapter marker and go directly to that section of the episode. So it's just a nice added touch to give your listeners more control over what parts of the episode they're more interested in, and also just makes your podcast look more professional. So hopefully that helped answer some questions about uploading stuff into Buzzsprout. If you have any questions, go ahead and join the Buzzsprout podcast community on Facebook if you haven't yet, and just shoot me a question. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.